Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Mr. Jackson is a student and family support teacher at John Muir Elementary. Mr. Jackson moved from Jamaica to Brooklyn, New York. Jamaica is the third largest country in the Caribbean Sea. Mr. Jackson told us about moving to the United States.
I came to America when I was three, so I was really, really young when I came to America. My mother's family moved to Seattle from Houston, and my father's from Jamaica. And I was born in Jamaica, but we moved to Brooklyn, New York when I was three. So I don't remember the first thing. It cried. I don't know. I don't remember the first thing.
Mr. Jackson told us about the Jamaican language, how he greets people, and how he says hello.
Jamaican patois is actually English. It's just like a broken English. When you know, it was a custom here in America where people say hello, how are you doing? When they greet you, shake your hand. And I say Wagwan. So Wagwan in Jamaican patois means hello or hi, how are you doing? So I always pretty much say Wagwan. And then people are like, what does that mean? And so that's Jamaican patois. Wagwan is hi or hello or how are you doing?
Mr. Jackson told us how hard it is to get a job when people judge his hair. He had to cut off his hair in order to be hired for a job. Later, he was able to grow his hair back.
Rastafarian, being a Rastafarian, are different because of my hair, so I always got a lot of looks. When I first came here, there weren't really people hiring people for jobs that had dreadlocks, so it was extremely difficult to, like, get a job. So I ended up having to cut my dreadlocks off until I got a job, and then once I got into the position, I let it grow back, and they, you know, at the time, they really can't tell you how to wear your hair now. And so the reason why I like being at a school is, like, they really didn't have any problems with anything like that. So I think that's the hardest part, my beliefs.
Culture can mean different things to different people. What culture means to Mr. Jackson is the music you listen to, the food you eat, and the way you dress.
Culture means to me, it's your beliefs, your values, customs. It could be music, the food that you eat, your language, the way you dress, how you celebrate. So culture can be a little bit of all of those.
American culture can be many things. Mr. Jackson thinks it's a mashup of many different types of cultures.
American culture to me is a mashup of all different types of cultures because people here in America come from different places. They have different beliefs, religion. It could be a mix-up of everything. There's African-American, there's Hispanic, Latino, there's, you know, Ethiopian, Somali, so it's a blend. America's a blend of everybody's culture just mixed in together.
Today we learned about Mr. Jackson. He told us about his language and his experiences in America. This was important because we learned that sometimes people can have trouble blending their culture with American culture.
Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.